Joining us from Skinny Lister, it is Lorna Thomas. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm really, really good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well. I've had a few days rest after an amazing start to our UK tour. And really good.
Yeah, you've been all over the place, haven't you, so far already. Norwich, Southampton, Bristol, King Tut's Wawa Hut.
We've not been there yet.
That's the 7th. I'm going right ahead of myself. I'm like thinking it's only the 5th now, isn't it? So you're Bristol tomorrow.
I'm going to kick my heels on Thursday morning when we've got to wake up in Bristol and get to Glasgow for the gig. That's going to be a long old journey, but
my God, that is
more than ready to spring about when we get there.
That is a bit of a trek, isn't it, really? Bristol to Glasgow. Who's your tour manager? How the hell did they work that one out?
It's our dedication to the world.
What do you do in the tour bus to while away those hours, then?
Oh, gosh. We have films, we argue, we do, I don't know, we pass the time. Probably a lot of it spent gazing out the window, thinking of nothing.
Is there any like Netflix shows that you're binging that you could probably get about 8 or 10 episodes in on that journey?
If I was organised, probably, yeah. I've just started Fargo, actually.
So oh, really?
Pretty late to it, but I'm enjoying it.
That's pretty good. We've just finished watching this thing that's just turned up on Netflix called Dirty John. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that. I did see that. That's on my list.
That is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You'll be able to get, I tell you what, eight 40-minute episodes. That'll take you to Glasgow, I reckon.
Okay, sorted.
You're sorted. And you're down at Key Club in Leeds on the 8th, and I believe I am reliably told there are only, like, 10 tickets left.
There's only four.
since I've been sent messages, there's only four left. So by the time this goes out, it'll be sold out. This is good news, isn't it?
Yeah, really good news. Can't wait.
And it's a really
Yorkshire gig.
Yeah, a proper Yorkshire gig. It's a great time for Skinny Lister as well. Obviously, the tour, you're going to be ending up in the Electric Ballroom in London. You've got the new album out as well. That came out on the 1st of March, I think.
Yeah, 1st of March. The story has been really positively received so far. Loads of streams on Spotify. We're really grateful to everybody that listened. And, yeah, just keep listening and spreading the word.
For anybody that hasn't heard of Skinny Lister, and I can't believe there's people that haven't heard it, how would you describe, if you have to pitch Skinny Lister to people, how do you pitch it?
I'd say we've been on an incredible journey, and our roots are based very in very folk traditions. But we've been hanging out on Vans Warped Tour with punk bands like Flogging Molly and Dropkick Murphys. So that's definitely influenced our sound. And then we also love bands like The Clash and The Jam and a bit of Blondie in there. So our latest album's got sort of references to that. But it's quite eclectic because we just decided to take the songs that Dan had written and give them the treatment that they needed. So there's some folky ballads on there. There's a bit of shanty punk, which is kind of our genre that we sort of created, and there's all sorts on there basically, and we hope that people like it.
I'm sure they would. Do you feel like in that sort of like folky punk sort of like style that you guys do, do you feel that they're, you know, that sort of music, that sort of, I don't know if you can call it real proper music, do you think that there's a bit of a resurgence for that now?
I don't know if it ever went away. I don't know. For me, in my life, it's always been about going down the pub, getting a few drinks with your friends and singing together. That's how my dad brought me and my brother up. My brother's in the band as well. And so we kind of just brought that ethic with us. And, yeah, there's other bands doing something similar. And to be honest with you, it just translates to a really, really high-energy live show, which, you know, kind of what we're known for. If you come along, you're guaranteed 100% effort from us, and we kind of enjoy it when the crowd give it back. So there's a lot of singing, dancing, and we pass around a flagon of rum, which we share with everybody. And yeah, it's just generally speaking, a really good night. A lot of people say they don't leave you'll be hard pushed to leave a Skinny Lister gig without a big smile on your face.
Oh, I like that. That's good. That's good. And I suppose you probably get asked loads about what it's like to be in a band with your brother. There's plenty of famous sort of like siblings in bands. Is it sort of affected you, do you think?
We've just always really got on. So it makes sense to travel with people because, you know, we spend a lot of time together. But I'd say when we're in the band, it's kind of like, the five guys are all my brothers, if that makes sense. We're just, we're all pretty close and we all go back somewhat to being friends and things. So I don't know that anybody really notices that we're brother and sister outside of it. But yeah, no, we get on and it's really an amazing thing to be able to travel the world and do what we do together. It's good. Our mum and dad are quite proud.
I can imagine they would be. Do they come to many gigs themselves?
Oh, yeah. They come to as many as they can. And my dad likes to get on stage because we sing one of his songs, which is a firm favourite amongst the crowd. In fact, he always gets chanted, Party George, he's called. he gets chanted, especially when we're in London or Leicester, which is where I'm.
That's fantastic. That's great. And obviously he quite enjoys that bit, one, having the name Party George and getting up on stage.
Well, he earned the name. It's well deserved. But yeah, no, I definitely been influenced by my father's performance skills. He loves it as well. So.
What about the rest of this year? Obviously, it's busy right at the moment with this tour and driving magnificent journeys between Bristol and Glasgow. Festival season coming up. Are you going to be in and around? Whereabouts? Do you know where you're going yet?
Got loads of festivals. If I have, I can't remember what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not allowed to say.
Oh, well, yeah, you're getting to that point as well where you don't know what's been announced.
No idea. We've got Europe next week, and then we're back for the final leg of the Story Is tour. And then I think there's a couple of weeks, and then we fly off to America where we're playing loads of shows over there, ending with Lost Evenings, Frank Turner's Lost Evenings event in Boston. And then, I think it's festival season in UK and Europe. I think we're playing Why Not Festival, Boomtown, what else has been announced, Transmit. But there's some more coming, some more exciting announcements to come. And then, yeah, we'll probably do a few more shows at the end of the year if we haven't made it to a town, you know, and near people, then we'll be doing that as well.
Brilliant. You can find out those.
Yeah, busy.
Very busy. You can find out those dates. Skinnylister.com's the website. Follow them on Twitter as well. They're going to be at the Key Club on the 8th. And, of course, get yourself down there. There's probably only... Well, as we spoke earlier, there was 4 tickets left. Who knows? It could be sold out by now. But if you fancy a great night, then Leeds Key Club on the 8th. Lorna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. It's great to speak to you. Cheers.